if it is determined through an investigation that this was intentional, then what does NATO do? And actually, Andrew, can that be determined?
I'm not an expert on these systems and how they look at their guidance systems, but they have the pieces in Poland. So the experts will look at it and they will make some kind of determination. There's also radar, the flight plans. You know, you can say these systems, the Russians are saying the systems were not long range. They couldn't have reached Ukrainian territory. They had to be like the way they were going. That's so they were deflected. I mean, that's an argument, right? So the experts will look at flight plans. They will look at the actual substance of the drones that they have found in Poland and try to put together a piece. So I will not stay away from the technical analysis, but on a military, political military point of view, NATO will take this as a need to strengthen its defenses and remain on guard. But this is not to go to war with Russia, because Russia clearly at this point for sure is not going to war with Poland and NATO. So we're not at that level at all. But we are playing aggressive because of the war in Ukraine. When we come back, this is all about Russia trying to defeat the Ukrainians in a substantial way to get what they want from Ukraine. Presumably, I think by 2025, the end of the year, the Russians are really putting on the pressure now. Putin is not serious at all about a ceasefire, and he actually made that point to Trump in Alaska. He wanted a peace settlement first before a ceasefire. That's very clear from the Russian position. Now, what does that mean? That means the Russians want a peace settlement on terms favorable to their objectives. And until they get that, and Ukrainians are saying no. So the Russians are saying, well, then more war until we can convince you, the Ukrainians, through military action to come our way. That's it's a knock 'em sock 'em war right now to see who prevails.